It's a sign of summer. The smell of freshly cut grass drifts through the air. But that's not all that's in the air. Some metropolitan areas are struggling to reduce ozone pollution. That lower-level ozone can aggravate breathing problems. Kids with asthma or older people with respiratory illnesses suffer. Ozone is caused by two things: nitrogen oxide, or NOx, and volatile organic compounds, VOCs, or VOX. VOX are emitted from the exhausts of lawnmowers, cars, and trucks. When they mix with heat and sunlight, they combine to cause ground-level ozone. On days when there are high levels of ozone, environmental officials call for more carpooling and no lawn mowing. In some cities, service stations are requested to sell less polluting reformulated gasoline. It all helps. VOX levels do go down. But NOx is another matter. Nitrogen oxide is emitted by coal-burning power plants. Randy Robinson is a meteorologist with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He says NOx from the power plants not only contributes to the ozone problems in nearby cities, but can travel from state to state.
This ozone is transported and can be transported several hundred miles or more along the prevailing wind directions, typically southerly or southwesterly.
That means NOx from power plants in Illinois and northwest Indiana can blow into Wisconsin and Michigan, and NOx from Missouri can blow into Illinois. That's been a particular problem for Chicago. The city has struggled to meet the U.S. EPA's ozone pollution restrictions. Lowering volatile organic compounds levels alone hasn't done the job. Chicago needs help from Missouri to lower nitrogen oxide, too. And now Chicago and the rest of Illinois is getting that help. In an agreement with Illinois and other states around Lake Michigan, Missouri is voluntarily lowering NOx emissions. The states have been gathering data tracking the drift of the NOx emissions. They dumped all that data into a computer to establish a model the states are all using. Peter Good is an environmental engineer with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Based on the results of that modeling, we have developed a regulation that will reduce emissions of nitrogen oxides from utilities in Missouri, trying to get those emissions down to a level that will benefit the Midwest.
Others also think it'll help.
That certainly helps our situation in Illinois.
Thomas Skinner is the director of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency.
In the long run, the question will be whether it's enough, whether it does enough, goes far enough to deal with the emissions coming out of those two states to allow us to meet our obligations.
Before you jump to the conclusion that the states are being incredibly noble by mandating their power plants pollute less, keep in mind the reductions help the cities in their own states. Peter Good concedes Missouri is also doing this to help its own interests.
Our rule, we believe, is necessary to help St. Louis attain the air quality standards. So it's in our best interest to continue with that regulation as well. And at the same time, that will benefit other downwind areas. But we've also got our own interests at heart here, too.
Another motivation is avoiding lawsuits from downwind states. Illinois EPA Director Thomas Skinner.
So far, we've all avoided that. Wisconsin hasn't sued us. We haven't sued Missouri. Nobody's sued Indiana. And I think the commissioners and the governors of those respective states all hope that that continues. The last thing we need to do is be throwing stones at each other at this point.
The U.S. EPA has been monitoring the state's agreements. It has to approve the final plans, probably sometime this year. Stephen Rothblatt is the EPA's regional chief of the Air Programs Branch. He wouldn't say whether he thought the agreement among the states around Lake Michigan would be approved, but he outlined what the EPA wants to see.
The goal would be, at the end, to have emission reductions sufficient to show attainment in the St. Louis area and also to minimize transport to other urban areas.
Separate from the Lake Michigan States Agreement, the U.S. EPA will be mandating further nitrogen oxide reductions. This time, the goal is to reduce NOx drift from the Midwest to states in the Northeast. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.
The next piece on this week's feed is a rap version of the feature we just sent you. It, too, is from Lester Graham. It has a standard out cue, and it comes down in 3, 2, 1.
Some major cities, such as Chicago, Milwaukee, and Detroit, are struggling to meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency restrictions on ground-level ozone pollution. Emissions from power plants hundreds of miles away contribute to their ozone problems. Thomas Skinner is the director of Illinois' state EPA. He says downwind states, such as Wisconsin or Michigan, could have sued the upwind states.
But so far, we've all avoided that. Wisconsin hasn't sued us. We haven't sued Missouri. Nobody's sued Indiana. The commissioners and the governors of those respective states all hope that that continues. The last thing we need to do is be throwing stones at each other at this point.
The states have developed a computer model which gives each state an idea of how much to reduce power plant emissions. The states have agreed on a strategy to help metropolitan areas meet ozone standards. The US EPA will have to approve the final plans of each state. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.